This week we see a Millennium Development Goals Summit in New York, sponsored by the United Nations, to speak about what point we are at in the road towards the MDGs. At the same time, Caritas Internationalis is also launching a campaign. The campaign is called Voices Against Poverty. Patrick, can you tell us a little bit more about this campaign?
Well, the campaign really hopes to mobilize people behind the Millennium Development Goals. We've only got 5 years left to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, and for many countries, they are terribly off track. In some countries, centuries off track. So really, we want to see increased energy and enthusiasm behind making those development goals happen. If we can get supporters of Caritas around the world to pressurize their governments to provide the aid that's needed and to make some of the reforms that are needed, we could see a real effort towards achieving the Millennium Development Goals. One of Caritas's directors in Senegal, Abbé Ambroise Thin, is at the meeting in September, and that's really the message that he's bringing there. In Senegal, it's not a question of achieving the Millennium Development Goals. It's a question of survival for his people. And so there really is huge urgency to see that they happen.
One of the areas that Caritas has always focused on, one of the many goals that have been set by this whole initiative, is cutting child and maternal mortality. Has there been any achievements in this area?
Well, in child mortality, there have been some achievements. You know, the figures have lowered a bit, but they really are terrible. One in seven children in Africa don't live to see their fifth birthday, and 8.8 million children died in 2008. And it's really just four diseases, pneumonia, diarrhea, malaria, and AIDS, which counted for about half those deaths. And with low-cost preventions for those diseases, it really is a shocking statistic. I think maternal mortality is perhaps even worse, where you've seen really no improvements at all in maternal mortality in Africa, where one in 22 women die in childbirth, and the day a child is born is often the day the mother dies. And that really, those two are really the shocking goals which are way off track and really need focus and attention.
Of course, the Millennium Development Goals is something that's been very close to the Holy See's heart, to this particular Pope's heart. He wrote an entire encyclical on the idea of social justice and development. Caritas has been at the forefront of calling on world leaders not to shirk their responsibility, particularly developed countries, to not forget the promises they made. What is preventing these promises from being fulfilled?
Well, they would say that the economic recession really has put a huge constraint on their budgets, and that's perhaps true. The problem was during the economic boom period, the governments which had made these promises didn't fulfill them. So they made promises to increase aid and to make sure that it was better spent, but they really didn't see through on those promises. And that's been a real problem for people in the South, poor people, poor communities everywhere, that the rich world set targets and hasn't really fulfilled their promise.
If any of our listeners want to become part of this campaign, add their voice, or indeed just contribute towards the Caritas's initiatives, what can they do, Patrick?
Well, they can visit mdg2015.caritas.org, and there are eight actions on that website for them to do. There are prayer cards which they can email to friends, or they can share the prayers with their colleagues at schools or at work. There are posters which they can download. They can take part in bell ringing activities with their communities. They can link up and see where those things are taking place. They can email friends about the campaign, and they can find out more. Speak to their governments. Really, a whole range of things they can do at that website.